that Tehran has hit little in its massive attack on Israel. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking on state TV, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei dismissed any discussion of whether Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel hit anything there. He said comments from Israel on how many missiles were fired and what targets were hit were of secondary importance. The comments are a tacit acknowledgement that despite launching a massive assault, few projectiles actually made it through to their targets. Iran's attack came in response to a suspected Israeli strike on the 1st of April, targeting a consular building next to the Iranian embassy in Damascus, which killed two guard generals and others. Analysts believe both Iran and Israel are trying to dial back tensions. I'm Karen Chamas.
As President Joe Biden and Donald Trump step up their campaigning in swing states, a quieter battle is taking place in the shadows of their White House rematch. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
A senior advisor to Donald Trump's campaign, Danielle Alvarez, says lawsuits are a priority this year for the Republican National Committee. She says it's important to the former president, who wants the litigation done year-round. The Republican National Committee, newly reconstituted under Donald Trump, has filed election-related lawsuits in nearly half of the states, including Michigan and Nevada, where the maintenance of voter rolls is being challenged. Democrats and legal experts are warning all these lawsuits could overwhelm election officials and undermine voter confidence in the election outcome. The Democratic National Committee says it's investing tens of millions of dollars to increase voter protections. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is VOA News. The rebuilding of Sudan's war-ravaged healthcare system has been hindered by various obstacles, such as security tensions and funding shortages due to the extensive destruction inflicted by the year-long conflict in the country. Sudanese Minister of Health, Haitham Mohamed Ibrahim.
The direct effect of this war we have seen in destruction of hospitals, infrastructures of the health system, looting of medicines and supplies, of course, secondary to this war. Also, the out-migration of healthcare professionals, the huge out-migration outside the country of the healthcare professionals. Of course, this, over the time, will affect the health system.
Sudanese Minister of Health, Haitham Mohamed Ibrahim. The armed conflict between the Sudanese armed forces and their rival paramilitary rapid support forces has entered its second year. Donald Trump's Hashmani criminal trial shifts to opening statements Monday, followed by a start of witness testimony. A jury of seven men and five women, plus six alternates, was picked last week. The trial centers on allegations that the former president falsified his company's internal records to obscure the true nature of reimbursement payments to his former fixer and lawyer, Michael Cohen, who arranged hush money payments to bury negative stories about him during his 2016 presidential race. The witnesses include a porn star, a former tabloid publisher, and Cohen, who went to federal prison for his role in the hush money matter and for other crimes, including lying to Congress. Maldivians are voting in parliamentary elections in a ballot crucial for President Mohamed Muizu, whose policies are keenly watched by India and China as they vie for influence in the archipelago nation. Both countries are seeking a foothold in the Maldives, which are in a strategic location in the Indian Ocean. Muizu's election as president last year has sharpened rivalry between India and China, with the new leader taking a pro-China stand and acting to remove some Indian troops stationed on one of the islets. There are 368 candidates vying for 93 seats in parliament, and 284,000 people are eligible to vote. In Washington, Nabil Biagio, VOA News.
Music and more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
VOA.
One. Yeah.